It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on Jethro 94.9 in Grand Rapids, 99.5 in Lowell. Barbecue Bob, we got us a new home, man. I am excited to be here. What about you, brother?
That's right. Thanks, Jop. And welcome to the Grilling Guys show on the new Jethro with a little country twist.
Yeah, man. That's just like us, right?
Yeah, and I'm so glad they're in Lowell because that's where I reside.
That's right. I did too for a while. Now I'm a city slicker. But that's okay, too, man. I brought grills with me, so we're going to be fine.
That's
we're gonna
right.
be just fine.
Jop, I thought it'd be great if we started off because a lot of these people might not have heard the show. New station.
Oh, come on. We've been everywhere for a long time.
No. Seriously.
No, I
so
get it.
So why don't you give us a little rundown on how you got into grilling?
Well, how I got into grilling is, man, I like to eat. And I like to eat good food. And honestly, for most places, I can cook meat better than I can get it out because I'm doing it with love and one at a time, and they're doing production work. And there's exceptions, right? And I'm not beating up the restaurant industry. I just like to cook, man, and I like my food the way I like my food. But, you know, we were just talking about this. We're just starting our 13th year. We just finished our 12th year as the Grilling Guys, and we've been around a little bit. But historically, you and I met at a church, right? And we were cooking for the church, and that's where it really started for you and I, is this wonderful partnership that we put together, is that we would go to these men's nights at the same church, and the food wasn't good. And after a couple of these, I liked the message, but I didn't like the food.
I think specifically the first time I remember talking to you, you gave me a ride to one in Battle Creek.
Right, yeah, and we didn't have anything to do with that, but the food was pretty average there, too.
Yeah.
And then we started having them at ours up in Lowell, right? And at the end of the day, we both said after one of these things, it's like, you know, I really believe we can do this for these guys and make this a lot better than it was. And the rest, as they say, shall be history, because we've spent a lot of time standing on the grilling is a one-arm sport. I think we need to establish this early on, is that you got to have a beverage in your hand when you're grilling. And that's where buddies come together. Right. You're standing out there. It takes time to cook meat. Takes time to cook anything on the grill, right? And we got recipes that we'll go through during this whole dang show that you're going to hear. But at the end of the day, it's two guys sitting out on a deck, putting some raw meat on the grill and bringing it up to temperature so that we can eat it.
With a libation.
Yes, always.
You know, I'm a slow learner, and what took me a while to learn is that I can't live stream my cooking, hold a beer, and put the food on.
Two hands, three things to do, right? Doesn't work real well. But anyway, so we've been doing this now. Man, we've catered giant parties. We've done little affairs, you know, down to Bob cooking my wedding dinner in his backyard when I got remarried about a year ago. So it's been just a wonderful friendship, and I hope this comes through on the radio, because this isn't all about corporate BS, because there really isn't any. This is a hobby for you and me, but we're passionate about it.
Yep.
And we'll tell stories that you guys you'll probably get tired of hearing them, because, you know, just like when any two buddies get together, you reminisce, right? And you talk about things that we've done. But along the way, you're going to learn some things, too.
Yeah, we're going to tell on each other a few times, too.
Yeah.
My version of this. Now, if Jop starts whining about me not bringing tent poles to deer camp, it's true.
It was a little cold and a little hard to stand up in a tent that didn't have any poles.
The good news is we were close to New. I'll always tell you the good news. I'm a salesman.
And then I got the reality.
we got to go to a bar in Nuevo, and my wife ran the poles up.
Yeah. So really, you know, it was all part of the grand plan, right? It was too damn cold to stay at deer camp when we got there at 7. So we had to go get a little liquid courage to sleep that night.
Yeah, I think we slept on the floor of my utility trailer.
Yeah. And I do believe it had a hole in the roof, and it rained that night.
On
and my,
you.
And my sleeping bag, when I woke up, was frozen to my cot. So it was a little hard to move. But anyway, that's just one of the many.
Yeah.
That, you know, you guys all, and gals too, you all got buddies. Right. And this is a buddy show. And what we're going to do is we're going to teach you some things, like I said, a long way. But we're also going to have a heck of a lot of fun.
And the funny thing is also, when we go to places and do events, we're not always there to teach. We're kind of a meet and greet, and we love just
hanging out.
Well, either way.
Right.
But we love hanging out with people who love to hang out in their grill.
Right.
And we'll never get in your grill for what you're doing, but we do like to, you know, pass on our experience. But when this show started, it was a brain cramp I had for a different show. Greg Moshiri came up with this idea, and we ran with it. That's when I brought Jop in, because this is a paid weekend program. Right. We have to pay Conrad to even be in his space, okay? Right?
So, I think we were here about 30 seconds before we started negotiating the rate, too, weren't we?
So you have to sell advertising.
Right.
So what I did was got real busy, because Jop was really just an investor at that time, and I was using certain personalities from other stations, Gray and
doesn't matter,
Jim Shorts and people like that.
Right.
But long and the short of it was those guys were already radio personalities, and they just wanted to take the show.
Right.
They wanted it to be their show, and that wasn't really what it was supposed to be. So Jop sat in once. And we kicked off one guy, and it was automatically, it was like, yeah, this is how the conversation's supposed to be. Two guys beating on each other and then loving on each other, and not, you know, just what buddies do. If you learn one thing from this show, you'll learn that we know how to take a shot and come right back and be happy, because this isn't for little kids. This is how big boys act, and we love beating each other up from time to time. Not all the time,
right.
But... It's just part of the game. And if you don't do that with your buddies, then I'd say you need some new buddies.
Right. Yeah. Buddy, I get you. So last night, like I said, I was at the Whitecaps ball game. And one of the people that came up to me before they started grilling me on equipment, they said, "What is the Grilling Guys show? That sounds interesting." And I said, "Well, it's simple. We will talk about recipes. We'll talk about grilling techniques. We'll talk about equipment. We'll talk about cigars. We'll talk about liquor. We love to talk about microbrewed beer. We've got a wonderful sponsor in Fen Valley that teaches us all about wine 4 or 5 times a year. And you're going to get all of that. And it isn't all just from Bob and I. We are very blessed and lucky to have a bunch of people that are experts in all of those things. And we bring them on the show.
Great example. Talking about our first sponsors, Fen Valley came on right off the bat. Schmoe's came on right off the bat. Schmoe's Brewery.
Yeah.
And those two have been with us throughout thick and thin. And my very first sponsor, because I was selling all the advertising, was Allen Bob's
Sports.
And they're still with us.
Right. So we're going to, you know what, we're approaching the fall. You're going to hear a lot of hunting.
It's already happening.
Right. Yep. You're going to hear about that kind of equipment. Well, this is, you know what, if you just step back, and this is what I closed with when I was telling this person that, if you step back and you got two buddies that are sitting on the deck waiting for a steak to get done on the grill, what are they going to talk about? Anything that's current, relevant, or within reach, right? If I've got a beer within reach, we're going to have a conversation about that beer.
Could be complaining about the wife, too.
Well, mine's never within reach.
So it's what you call a men's lifestyle show, but women like to listen to it.
Because
our demographics say that about 28% of our audience is female.
Right, right. And that was the lady yesterday that was asking me about, I'm a vegetarian, but what can I cook on the grill? And 15 minutes later, I'd gone through 5 or 6 recipes for her, and she's like, "Wow, I never knew you could do that on the grill." And then she came clean and said, "Well, you know, I really like salmon and seafood."
Well, that's not uncommon. That's not uncommon for people to say, "I'm a vegetarian, but I do eat salmon."
Yeah.
I feel sorry for salmon, because they're so popular.
Speaking of which, you know my buddy Charlie. He married us, Lisa and I, a year ago. And Charlie sent me a picture of probably a 25-pound king. The sun was just coming up over the horizon, and he's standing on the back of the boat with that big king in his hand. So he was out fishing today.
Nice.
So, yeah, I said, that's a great day at work right there.
Yeah.
You know, being able to go out and fish with some buddies. So it's kind of cool. But so we'll talk about salmon recipes, too. I don't know what we're going to talk about today. We got a lot of stuff going on. But we have this board of directors, too, that you're going to get to know as you talk with the Grilling Guys and listen to the Grilling Guys, rather. In that we've got a butcher, we've got a winemaker, we've got a brewer.
Candlestick maker.
We got a candlestick maker and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, what we've got is some experts, and one of them is going to join us today in the last segment of the show. He's a guy named Keith Guidry of the Percy Guidry Company, and you're going to hear a lot about him. So stick with us. We'll be back.
That 3-0 went quick.